朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这个旨意被招，但是却没有为这个旨意而活。
But yet, if we were called out according to this purpose, but yet we do not live for it,
万事不会成为你的祝福的。
That all things will not work out for your good.
所以这就是为什么我们都在地上生活，我们都有生老病死，都有各样的遭遇。
That's why we all live in this world and we all go through life's issues and ups and downs.
但是很多人经过年日，经过遭遇以后，他的生命越来越成熟，越来越像耶稣。
But some, after they went through all this, their life become mature and they become more and more like Christ.
你让另外一些人遭遇经历他一模一样的环境。
But yet there will be other people who go through the same kind of circumstances.
但是他们的生命却不见得改变，他们的生命可能变得更苦毒，更消极。
But yet their life might not be transformed. They might become even more passive or bitter.
因为他们没有以基督为中心，没有得到主的拣选。
Because they have not put Christ as their center and their goal.
所以有人经过苦难，经过病痛，白白受苦。
So some went through trials and difficulties and they just suffer in vain.
有人经过苦难，经过病痛，他生命越来越像耶稣，越来越成熟。
But yet some may go through sufferings and trials and then their life be transformed and they become more and more like Jesus.
一模一样的环境。
The same circumstances.
可以叫许多人被打倒，可以叫许多人得生命。
The same circumstances may defeat some people and yet transform others.
同样的太阳照下来。
Yes, the same sun will shine on all people.
那些落在好土里的种子，它就发芽结实，因为太阳帮助它成长。
The seeds that fall into the good soil will grow because the sun helps it to grow.
但是落在土浅石头地上的，它因为没有根，它马上就枯干了。
But those seeds, that fall, the grains that fall into the rocky places because their root cannot go deeper, they will dry up.
所以这个日头应该是来帮助我们的，因为也是万事互相效力。
Yes, the sun should help us so that all things will work together for the good.
对于某一些的落在好土里的，的确是帮助；落在土浅石头地上的，却是摧毁，却是一个残酷的淘汰。
But yet, the sun for those seeds who fall into good soil is a blessing. But yet, for the ones that fall into the rocky places, means destruction.
同样的环境临到。
Same circumstances may befall us.
篱笆被太阳越照就越刚硬了。
And then the mud will become harder and harder as they get more sunshine.
但是一块蜡被太阳越照它就越软化。
And yet a piece of wax will become soft.
所以同样的环境临到人。
Same circumstances may fall.
有的人心越来越柔软，向着主。
Some people's hearts will become softer and softer toward God.
有的人像法老一样，心就越来越刚硬。
And some people's heart will become the, like the hearts of Pharaoh, become harder and harder.
所以弟兄姊妹，关键都不在外在的环境。
So the key element is not about the circumstances.
关键在于我们几个人。
But up to us.
关键在于我们的心。
Our hearts.
关键在于我们对神的态度。
And our attitudes to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，遵行不遵行神的旨意，不是一件可有可无的事情。
So dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you again, doing God's will is not just optional for us.
它是多方面的影响我们，影响我们今生，影响我们来世。
It is it impacts many areas of our life, not only life in this world, but also.
它影响我们跟神的关系，影响我们的祷告，影响我们这个人是不是蒙福，是不是能够过丰盛的人生。
It affects our relationship with God and affects our prayers being answered, and also determines whether we will be blessed or not.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情很重要。
So this is a very important matter.
然后我们从几个角度看看主耶稣给我们立的榜样。
Now we want to see how Jesus Christ set a good example.
我在这里特别讲到主给我们立的榜样，就是他对神跟神的旨意，他用绝对性的顺服。
The Lord Himself is such a good example for us because He trusted and obeyed God and God's will absolutely.
这几个经文都很熟，我们经过走过一遍就好了哈。
So we'll just go through quickly these scripture verses.
第一个。 希伯来书第十章第五节到第七节，他说基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备的身体。到了第七节，他说，神啊，我来了为要怎么样，照你的旨意行。好，答案已经出来了。你看到没有，这是主耶稣来到地上的目的。
So we see that this is the purpose that Jesus came to this world.
虽然祭物礼物是神在旧约立的法则，
even though our sacrifices and offerings were ordained by God in Old Testament,
神更在乎的是有一些人真正愿意照着他的旨意活。
But yet God cares even more that some will be willing to live according to His will.
我回台湾去的时候啊，
when I went back to Taiwan,
因为我大学的同学几乎都是做生意的。
Because most of my college friends are businessmen now.
然后很多人都开公司啊，做董事长、做总经理的。
Many are held high positions in their companies.
那但他们很多人都不信耶稣。
A lot of them are not Christians.
那他们跟我们聊起来他们的生活的 lifestyle 里面的时候。
As they share with us their lifestyle.
他们常常打听哪一个庙灵啊，哪一个庙比较灵。
They often ask which temple works better.
他们开再远的车就跑过去。
They will drive long distance to a temple.
烧一点香，献一点钱。
They will offer some money, burn some incense.
因为他们希望得到祝福。
Because they want to receive blessings.
因为姊妹，神在乎的不是这些外面，要用礼物去贿赂神。
God does not really just care about the sacrifices and offerings. Let's not bribe God.
神在乎是我们这个人。
God cares about us.
神在乎是我们的心。
God cares about our hearts.
神在乎我们和他的关系。
He cares about our relationship with Him.
神在乎我们生命的实情。
He cares about the true conditions of our lives.
因此，神主耶稣立了一个榜样，他说：“我来。”
So Jesus Christ set a good example. He says,
就是要在肉身中来遵行你的旨意。
That I will do your will in my body.
你给我预备的身体。
Because you have prepared a body for me.
因此，连身体都能顺服，这是一个至终的顺服。
So if our body can obey, and that is the ultimate.
那很多的时候，我们有心愿，身体跟不上。
Oftentimes our hearts are willing, but our body cannot.
我们想祷告，肉体愿意，心灵却软弱。
Oftentimes we want to pray, our hearts are willing, but our body is weak.
在这里讲到第二个
Second,
马太福音第六章第十节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 10
主导文愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
The Lord's Prayer May your kingdom come your will be done on earth as it is in heaven
所以你就发现遵行神的旨意是主耶稣祷告的中心非常重要的内容
You can see that doing God's will is the center of the Lord's Prayer
我跟弟兄姊妹要讲哈，如果你在一个抉择或一个环境中不知道神的旨意是什么的时候
，Let me tell you, when you are facing a major decision and yet you do not know God's will for you，
有一个绝对不会错的祷告
，One prayer that will never go wrong，
而且会蒙神悦纳的祷告
，and will be heard by God，
但是必须真心
，But you have to pray with a true heart。
你知道是什么吗
？You really have to mean it. Do you know what prayer?
Thy will be done， 愿你的旨意成就。
That thy will be done。
真的。
Yes.
这个祷告在我的生命里面不知道帮助过我多少次。
I don't know how many times this prayer has helped me in my life.
我有很多的遭遇，我事前就知道主的引导是什么，因为借着祷告，主已经把他的旨意很清楚的摆在里面。
Yes, I have gone through many circumstances that I knew God's will ahead of time because God has told me.
但是也有很多的遭遇里面，我完全不知道下一步该怎么。
But yet there are other circumstances that I had no idea what God's will was.
我要做的。
So what I needed to do
我就是跟神祷告
is to pray to God
Thy will be done
that Thy will be done
from my heart 从我心里面向神这样祷告
from the heart
然后我天天用这样子的祷告维持我往前去
and today I pray again and this prayer would keep me going
这是主耶稣教导的
and this is the teaching from the Lord
第三个主耶稣生活和侍奉的原则
The principle of the Lord's life and His service.
约翰福音五章十九节，耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，只才能做；父所做的事，只也照样做。”我说过中文很好哈，这三个把它圈起来。
John chapter 5 verse 19, and then Jesus says, "Most surely I say to you that Son cannot do nothing by Himself, but what He sees the Father do." Whatever he does, the son also does it in like manner.
这三个字把它圈起来，不能做才能做，照样做。
So so that he cannot do anything, but only he sees what the Father does, then he does, and he does it in the light.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这句话太不容易的。
So this is not easy.
这是主耶稣教导我们的生活和侍奉的原则。
But this is the principle that Jesus teaches us how to live and how to serve.
凭着自己不能做。
Yes, by ourselves we cannot do anything.
然后你要去看见父到底要什么，父的旨意到底是什么。
And you need to see what God wants to do, and then He's.
你知道了以后，你才。
You find out, then you can do.
而且要照样做。
In the same manner.
照着山上的样式啊。
According to the pattern of the mind.
啊，第四件事情。
Fourth thing.
讲到主耶稣在生活里面，他的依靠和他的满足到底是什么？
What is the Lord Jesus' trust and his satisfaction in life?
约翰福音四章三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
John chapter 4 verse 34, Lord Jesus says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
这就是我刚刚讲的哈。
This is what I just said.
遵行神的旨意，不要觉得是被勉强，好像要去违背自己，要来讨神喜欢而已。
Please do not think that to do God's will is so hard that you have to force yourself to do.
当一个人真正为着神旨意活着的时候
，If someone truly lives for God's will,
当他真正活在神旨意中间的时候
，He lives within God's will.
其实他自己里面内在是踏实的，是满足的。
Actually, his heart is very content and satisfied.
主耶稣说：“我的食物。”
So the Lord says, "My food."
就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
Is to do the will of Him who sent me.
而且这些门徒们因为没有东西吃，跑到城里面去买东西吃去了。
Disciples, they went to the city to look for food.
回来发现耶稣居然说：“我已经有我的食物了。”他们不知道耶稣偷偷藏着什么。
Afterwards, they came back, and then Jesus says, "Oh, I have already got my food." And they were wondering what kind of food He was hiding them.
其实耶稣要变食物是很容易的事情。
Actually, it was very easy for the Lord Jesus to turn something into food.
但是耶稣从来不这么做。
But the Lord Jesus never did that.
因为我们刚才说过，子所做的是只有看见父所做，他才做的。
Because he only does whatever he sees his father does.
他不能凭自己做的。
He does not do anything on his own.
但是他真正的食物不是因为他变了食物。
So his true food is not something that he turned into.
当他遵行神的旨意的时候，他里面有一种说不出来的喜乐和满足。
When he does the will of the Father, he has in his heart the unspeakable joy and satisfaction.
用什么圣经上讲到我们的食物有几种？你们可不可以想起几个来
？Can you think of what kind of food the Bible tells us?
我们至少想三个。
Can you think of three things?
神的话是我们的食物 ，Amen。还有呢？仇敌是我们的食物，好，所以千万不要以为被撒旦攻击是很痛苦、很可怕的事。什么食物
？So please don't dread Satan's attack because our enemies can be our food。
第三个就是这里嘛，遵从神的旨意就是我们的食物。
To do God's will is also our food。
那叫隐藏的麻辣。
It's our hidden manna for us。
第四件，对不起，第五件。当主耶稣在面临抉择，甚至在面临生死之间的抉择的时候
when the Lord Jesus was facing a decision of life and death,
是一个很重要的考验，是自己可能最不喜欢的一个遭遇的面前。
Probably the most severe test and something that he did not want to go through.
耶稣的祷告是说：“父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”
This is his prayer. He says, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup."Pass from me.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你。
Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
你发现有没有？耶稣在这里给我们看见一件很让我们惊讶的事。
The Lord Jesus is showing us something that's quite surprising.
他有我的意思。
Because he has his own will.
他还是有我的意思。
He still has his own will.
但是当这个我的意思跟他的意思冲突的时候
When his will conflicts with God's will,
那个关键的词叫做然而。
So the key word is nevertheless.
那就是完全的 surrender, 完全的降服。
Which means complete surrender.
这是震撼仇敌。
And this will shock the enemy.
摸着神心的一个扭转叫做然而。
And then this, this is the turning point that touches God's heart.
不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
Not as I will, but as you will.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一件很不容易的事情。
This is not.
好，我们现在最后要来回答我刚刚的问题了。
Now I'm gonna answer the question I asked earlier.
就是我们怎么样子能够知道神的旨意是什么
？How do we discern God's will?
很多的时候，我们想要明白神的旨意，但是我们却不知道。
Oftentimes we want to know God's will, but we cannot know.
然后我们去问别人，别人可能给我们的答案也不一样。
And then we might consult other people, and everyone gives us different answers.
啊，有一个虚拟的故事哈，这个你们有没有听过
？There's a story.
啊，就是make up 出来是。
Okay, it's just a
假的故事对。
Made up.
讲到有一个人走，他到外面去找工作。
But a person went out to look for a job.
走到一个岔路去，他明明是想到 A 的这个城市去，因为 A 比较繁华，机会比较多。
Then he went to an intersection. He originally planned to go to city A, which is more prosperous.
那还有一个 B 啊，到那个岔路上。
As he faced this intersection.
他个人里面喜欢想去 A.
So he saw.He wanted to go to city A.
但是他又怕走错路啊，这个。
He was afraid to take the wrong path.
所以他就拿出一个硬币来丢。
So he took out a coin and tossed it.
啊，就说如果这个林肯的头是向上的话。
If I get the head of Lincoln.
啊，那么我就往 A 去。
And I go to city A. Direction A.
如果这个硬币上这个林肯的头是往下的话。那我就往 B 去。
If I get a tail, then I go to city B.
啊，所以他就开始丢了。
So he tossed the coin.
啊，结果林肯的头是往下。
And then he got the tail.
他说：“我这次可能赚的不够多。”
But maybe I didn't spin it enough.
所以他就再丢一次。
Toss it again.
那下来，林肯的头又是往下。
And then he still got the tail.
照理说应该往 B 去了。
So supposedly he should go to city B.
啊，他就说：“哎呀，那我刚刚祷告不够。”
So maybe I didn't pray hard enough.
就再祷告一次。
And then, so he prayed hard enough.
再丢一次。
And toss it again.
哎，果然是 A.
Now he finally got his head.
林肯的头终于向上了。
Finally he got a head.
所以他就往那去了。
So he went to the city A.
啊，等到有一天出事碰到困难的时候。
And one day he got into some trouble.
他就埋怨神。
He complained to God.
神，你为什么带我来这里
？God, why did you lead me here?
我当初不是都向你祷告过了吗？叫你负责我的，帮我拣选我的前途吗
？Did I pray to you and ask you to choose for my future?
你为什么让我带到 A 来，都让我遭遇到这些呢
？Why did you lead me to city A so that I encounter trouble?
啊，这个换成今天的故事。
So in today's modern turn.
啊，真正发生过的。
Yes, something did happen like.
因为我跟于师母常常会有一些人来问我们找伴侣的事。
Because Sister Nancy and I often get people come to ask us questions.
就说是不是这个人
？Is this the right one?
然后我们都要为他们祷告，因为这个很可怕的事，对不对
？So we really have to pray for it.
我现在已经听说越来越少人敢做媒人。
Nowadays I hear that.Less and less people dare to be matchmakers.
因为不出几年，他们都会成为那一对新人的这个埋怨的对象。
In a few years, they will be the one to blame.
啊，所以为什么要介绍我们在一起
？Why did you introduce us as matches?
啊，那我们就为他们祷告。
So we pray for young people.
所以有的时候我们会讲一点我们里面真实的感觉。我们不是要替他做决定，这种事情我们不能替他做决定。
We know that we cannot make decisions for them, but we will tell them what.
我们就会很真实的把感觉告诉他。
We will tell them honestly our feelings.
啊，那么当我们告诉他以后呢，如果这个答案是他喜欢的，那当然就天下太平了。
But then if our answers is something they desire, then everything will be okay.
但有的时候我们的答案是他不喜欢的。
But sometimes our answer is not something they desire.
这个他们就再去请教另外一个牧师或传道人去了。
So they will go to another pastor or preacher.
这个人家跟我们的讲法是一样的。
And then if the other pastor said the same thing,
他又再去换一个人。
They would go to another pastor.
啊，所以在他的婚礼见证上的时候，他早晚有一天会碰到有一个人说：“哎，我觉得蛮好的。”
Eventually, they will meet someone says, "Oh, I think it is quite good."
然后他就会很夸奖他，只有他了解我。
And then they will praise this pastor only he understands.
所以他在婚礼上的见证的时候，就再也不提我们了，都会提说某某牧师或是某某传道人某某长老印证了他们的婚礼。
So at the wedding's testimony, they will not mention about us, but they will mention so-and-so pastor or elder confirmed our marriage.
在我这一辈子服侍这样子的事情里面，大概有碰到四对到五对是类似的事情。
So I have encountered about four or five couples.
是我们里面心端不安，想要拦阻这个婚姻呢。
That we felt so uneasy and without peace, and we wanted to stop the marriage.
只有一对听我们的。
Only one couple listened.
只有一个姊妹听我们的。
Only one sister.
其他都没有听。
The rest did not listen to us.
全部都是很悲惨的，或是离婚收场。
They all always end up in a very miserable marriage or even divorce.
只有这一对真正听我们的，到现在还好好的。
Only that sister listened to us and they're still okay.
我没有任何意思要叫你们来问我。
I'm not saying that you should all come to consult me.
我现在要讲到一个很重要的，当你没有心想要顺服神旨意的时候，你不需要去问。
But what my point is that if you don't intend to obey God's will, you don't have to ask around.
每一次人家问我说我要怎么样明白神旨意的时候，
when people ask me how do I discern God's will,
我基本上都会告诉他。
Usually I would tell them.
如果你要明白神的旨意，
if you want to know God's will,
神的旨意有两种。
There are two kinds of God's will.
一个是神永远的旨意。
First is God's eternal will.
而永远不改变的。
And that will never change.
是你必须要顺服。
That you have to obey.
你就要借着读主的话，你借着生命的成长，明白神的旨意，然后活在神的旨意中。
Through reading God's words and through the growth of your life, you will discern God's will and live in it.
那是天地万物都改变的神的旨意，永远不改变的。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's will never change.
第二件事情。
Second.
关乎我们个人或是我们所在的今生的一些的计划。
Second will is about the purpose of our life in this world.
那这一方面的祷告。
For such kind of prayer.
我是最重要的。
The most important thing.
还先不是神的旨意到底是什么。
It's not to find out what God's will is.
而是我们预备好了要来顺服神旨意没有。
But are we ready to obey God's will?
我们过了奉献关没有。
Have we gone through the...the hurdle to offer ourselves.
如果你我没有过一个奉献关的话，
if we have not offered ourselves,
你就急着想要去找神的旨意是什么，
and then you rush to find out what God's will is.
我说不仅仅不容易找到，
not only that it is hard to find,
而且常常容易找错，
oftentimes you might find the wrong one.
就算你走在其中， even, 你也失去了它完全的价值。
Even if you walk in it,have lost the significance.
我说如果你愿意的话，我愿意陪你，或者你自己花功夫先过第一关。
So I would tell them, if you're willing, I'm willing to pray with you on your own to completely surrender.
所以我们要明白神的旨意是什么之前，
So before we discern God's will,
你我先要愿意顺服神的旨意。
We have to first be willing to obey.
你愿意让主居首位。
Are you willing to put God first?
不然的话根本不用问。
Otherwise, There's no need to ask.
好，所以我们买会所的时候。
So when we were purchasing this facility.
这个有人跟我们讲说，余弟兄，你们何必这么辛苦的打仗呢？
So some told me, brother, you, why do you go through so much trouble and have so much fights?
那我们帮你们介绍一个很有名、很准的先知，想你们就知道买得起买不起。
Maybe I introduce you a prophet who prophesied very accurately, and then you will find out if you can succeed or not.
我跟他说不用，谢谢。
And I said no, thank you.
我知道神教我们教会学的是什么。
Because I know what the Lord wants our church to learn.
神要我们长子们、弟兄们，大家一起，弟兄姊妹们一起同心合意的屈膝在神的面前，来寻求、来明白、来顺服神的旨意。
Because God wants all of us and the leaders to come together on our knees to seek and do God's will together.
因为这件事情带来的祝福远远远远超过。我们是问了一个先知给我们带来的祝福，对不对？
Because the blessing that comes through from the whole process is far more than just go to a prophet and ask for an answer.
更何况今天有太多的假先知是凭此心说预言，那太可怕了。
Let alone nowadays, there are so many false prophets who prophesy according to their own will.
所以我们在这里要讲到明白神旨意。
As we try to understand God's will,
我们要从心里面愿意遵行神的旨意。
We have to be willing to obey God's will from our heart.
而且我们是要立了志要来遵行他的旨意。
We have to resolve to obey His will.
所以以弗所书六章六节，他说，也是我们今天背诵经文啊，我们一起来看。
Let's look at our memory verse for the day.
他说，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 6, not with the eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
像真心的，从心里面出来，我愿意遵行神的旨意。
We're willing to do God's will from the heart.
而且下一节，约翰福音7章17节，他说：“人若立志要遵行他的旨意行，就必晓得这个教训是出于神，或是等等等。”
John chapter 7, 17, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it's from God or whether I speak on my own authority.
我想这个荧幕打出来的翻译 if anyone wills to do his will, 就是你定义要来遵行神的旨意。
If anyone wills to do,
因为这个真的很重要啊。
This is very important.
我已经跟你们讲过有一次这个我正在吃中药所以有很多东西不能吃哈。
I share with you, there was one time I was in Chinese herbal medicines, and then I was restricted from a lot of food.
特别是辣椒不能吃。
Especially peppers, red peppers.
那一天我们全家四个人出去吃饭，在 Mountain View Castro 上。
That day, my family, four of us, went to a restaurant on Castro Street, Mountain View.
我们都饿得不得了，我们就在那里点了三个菜。
So I'm hungry, so we ordered the dishes.
然后有一个菜呢，那个 menu 上面画的 hot 就是 spicy， 就是这个辣的。
One dish was marked hot, spicy with a red mark.
所以我们就问那个 waitress 说这个东西可不可以不要辣
？So we asked the waitress, can we order mild for this dish?
她说当然可以，但是不辣不好吃。
She says, of course, but then it will not be as tasty.
我说好，那我们要订一个不辣的，因为我们不能吃辣的。
Then we said, okay, we will order with because we cannot take spicy food.
她说好吧，但是不辣不好吃哦。
But then she says, "Okay, but then it won't be as tasty."
所以我只好告诉她，我说我正在吃中药，绝对不能吃辣。
So I have to tell her that I'm taking Chinese herbal medicine. I cannot take spicy food.
你们都知道那个结果了哈。
But now you all know the.
那个菜上来的时候，一大堆红红的辣椒在上面。
And we were presented the dish with many red peppers.
我就把她叫来，我说我不是说不要辣吗？你怎么
？So I ask her again. Then I tell you that I cannot take spicy.
哎呀，不辣不好吃啊。
But then she says it will not be as tasty without the peppers.
我就不晓得是我为她 order 的这盘菜，还是我为我们 order 的这盘菜。
If we order the food for ourselves or for her,
到底是她要吃还是我要吃
？I don't know if she's gonna eat it or we're gonna eat it.
有什么很多时候我们就是这样子，你知道吗
？We are just like that too.
我们跟神说那样子不美了，这样子比较好。
We tell her that's not as good. This is better.
等那么久干什么？问个先知就解决了。
Why we go through so much trouble, wait for so long? Why don't we just go consult a prophet?
就是没有，我们要定义，要从心里面要立志，要来遵循神的旨意。很多的时候，你就发现，你就知道这件事情是不是出于神。
If we will, we resolve to do God's will from our heart. Oftentimes, we will find God's will.
最后，罗马书十二章第一节到第二节。
Lastly, Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以第一步是定志，立定心志，然后从心里面要遵循神，这是很重要。
So the first step is to will, to resolve to do God's will from the heart.
第二步是要把自己奉献。
Second step is to offer ourselves.
我真愿意顺服神。
I'm willing to obey God.
主，我预备好了要来遵行。
Lord, I'm ready to do your.
你说东我就东，你说西我就西。
If you say go to the east, I will go. If you say go to the west, I will go.
你叫我站我就站，你叫我走我就走。
You tell me to stand still, I will stand still.
用什么把身体献上？
I will move.
当做活祭。
So we will offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
就是过奉献观。
In other words, we will surrender.
要过奉献的生活。
And we will live a surrender life.
第三件事情。提醒我们不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
So that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
所以这第三步才是我们真正用来明白神旨意的事。
So the third step is what? How we do to find out God's will.
一方面，我们用主的话、主的灵来洁净我们这个人。
First of all, we will cleanse ourselves with God's Spirit and God's Word.
让我们被更新而变化，不随从今世的潮流。
So that we will be transformed by through renewing, we will not be conformed to the world.
能够很单纯的来查验明白什么是神的旨意。
With a pure heart, we will prove and discern God's will.
所以不光在这里查验讲到底事，让我们明白神的旨意到底是什么。
Not only that, we will be able to discern God's will.
而且在我们之后，我们可以 prove 神的旨意果然是善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And then afterwards, we will be able to prove that God's will is indeed good, acceptable, and perfect.
它真的是善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
God's will is indeed good, acceptable, and perfect.
时间到了，不能再说了。
Time is up.
所以我开头这两个问题。
So, at the beginning, I asked you two questions.
不要太消极、被动的说，凡事都有神的美意，所以 I don't care. 我不需要知道神的旨意是什么。
Let's not be so passive that we say, okay, everything God's will has God's good purpose. I don't have to care.
然后只是被动的接受它。
And we passively accept everything.
或是咬紧牙关的忍受它，因为神有美意，但是不知道这个美意是什么。
Or we just tough it through the circumstances without understanding God's will.
对，不要做糊涂人，要明白的。
But then, don't be unwise, but understand God's will.
神许可，神任凭，并不代表神赞同，神喜悦。
Yes.God may allow that and let it be, but that does not mean that God pleases or it was God's original plan.
只要不是神的旨意，我们就得不到神的喜悦，我们就得不到上好的祝福。
If it is not God's will, then we will not have God's favor or God's best blessings.
第二个，怎么样子能够让我明白神的旨意到底是什么？
Then how do we discern God's will?
让主做首位。
Like, put God first.
要从心里面，而且要定义愿意遵循神的旨意。
From the heart, we will and resolve to obey.
然后我们把自己身体献上，我们过奉献乖。
We offer our bodies as sacrifice.
预备好了要来遵循他的旨意。
And we're ready to do His will.
好，第三个，我们借着主的话、主的灵来叫我们心意更新而变化。
Only through the God's words and God's Spirit, we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
让我们真正的能够明白 discern， 而且我们能够来查验、来证明。来 prove 神的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will be able to discern and then later on prove that God's will is indeed good and perfect.
我没有时间讲的部分，鼓励大家回去读黎卓生弟兄《信徒造就》里面讲到如何明白神旨意。里面有四件事情。
So there's a book by Brother Watchman Nee, and in that book, there's an article about how to discern God's will. Four things that we have to do. There's an English translation of the book.
基督的平安，神话语的引导，身体的印证，环境的印证，四件事情。
Peace of the Lord, and then the guidance of God's words, and the confirmation from the body of Christ, and also a confirmation of circumstances. Those are the four things. If they line up, then that's the will of God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。